Welcome to Guitar Monster Podcast. I'm John Morris Doyle, your host. Thanks for listening. This is podcast number two, and today's topic is going to be five mistakes you need to avoid as a progressing musician. Now, let me give you a little information about me. For those of you that don't know and haven't tuned in yet, I am a Los Angeles-based guitar instructor and performance coach for rock stars and Hollywood celebrities and lots of pro artists in the area and lots of others just like you. The website to check out is greenmonstermusic.com. That's where you can get more information about me. And be sure to get your free downloadable lesson at greenmonstermusic.com. There you can also learn a little more about the fully interactive guitar instructional DVD series I've created, which is called Monster Guitar Method. At the website, you can also email me and ask for specific topics for our podcasts, our future podcasts, and hopefully we'll answer your questions or cover your topics, because this is why I'm doing the podcast. Not for me, it's for you. So email me and be sure to include your name, age, and what city you're in your emails. That's going to be key for me as well. That'll help me out. Now, the podcasts are created for you, like I said, and who are they for? They're for anyone that's looking to step up their playing, their knowledge, their confidence, or overall skill as a guitar player. So let's break right into it. The title of the podcast, of today's podcast, once again, is Five Mistakes You Need to Avoid as a Progressing Musician. Try saying that one five times fast. Progressing musician. So let's list them all off first. And if you're taking notes, which I hope you are, you can jot them all down and take notes on them as we go along. Number one, waiting for permission to move forward. Number two, not balancing your practice time. Number three is trying to play too fast, too soon. Number four is not playing with confidence, energy, and passion. And number five mistake you need to avoid as a progressing musician is not focusing on building a strong foundation. So let's tackle these one at a time. Number one, waiting for permission to move forward. I was the type of guitar player who would go into my lessons, and my teacher would give me a couple of pages worth of things to do, and he'd say, well, let's work on page number one today and come back next week. I was so eager and so pumped up to get to work that I would do page number one that first night. And whether it was a new scale, whether it was a song, whether it was a lick or whatever it was, I just chewed it right up that night. And I was so eager to get into it that I just went on to page number two. I didn't wait for him to tell me. It looked interesting to me and I wanted to try it out. So I did. So I'd come back the next week and I'd say, here, look, this is how page one goes and this is how page two goes, blah, 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 blah. And he'd be like, wow, that was pretty impressive. I don't know what we're going to do today. I'm like, yes, you do. You're going to show me the songs that I asked for because I already learned all the stuff from the pages. So let's have some fun. Sometimes my students come in to me and when I give them a handful of pages, they'll come back and occasionally I'll get the comment of, I was going to do scale number two over here, but you didn't tell me to. So I waited. And my reaction is, why not? Do it. Never hold yourself to waiting for me, okay? Don't feel obligated to wait for me or to wait for anyone to, so it's called, give you permission to move forward and explore new ideas. Now, as I mentioned, I have a DVD instructional series and all of my guitar students use it, whether they're professionals or just beginners. Everyone's on the series. And I encourage all of my students to kind of skip forward and, you know, learn some new stuff, whatever they want to. Now, of course, sometimes you might bump into something that you just don't understand because maybe you needed to do something in the previous chapter or in the previous volume in order to understand the next step. Well, so that's fine. You found a situation where you need to learn something first in order to move forward. The basic point I want to make is this. Don't wait for me to give you permission to move forward. Don't wait for your teacher or your friends or even yourself. Just move forward. Go out and explore new ideas. Try to figure out songs that you think sound complicated. If it sounds hard or tricky, try it anyways. That's how we learn, by stretching. Now, I could ramble on and on about this one for a long time because I'm really passionate about having all of you as guitar students and progressing musicians move forward. That's how we progress. That's how we get better. Now, let's move on to number two. Number two is not balancing your practice time. Now, frequently when my students come into me, I will ask them, how many days did you practice over the week? How many hours during those days did you practice? And what did you practice when you sit down to play guitar? What I'm trying to do is figure out if they are properly balancing their practice time. We all know that we have weak spots or certain things that we need to work on. Some of us need to work a little more on our rhythm. Some of us need to work a little more on maybe soloing or songwriting or creative time, whatever it is. It doesn't matter if we have 6 to 10 hours a day to practice, or if we have 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. The best thing to do with whatever amount of practice time you have is to divide it, maybe into quarters or thirds. And make sure, without a doubt, make sure that one of those sections is dedicated to fun. Just playing, having a good time, and making guitar playing enjoyable. If it's not fun, then what's the use? Then no one wants to play, right? So with the other sections, make sure that you get some of the things done that you know need work. Like I mentioned before, maybe it's your rhythm playing. Maybe it's learning some new scales. Maybe you need to learn chord harmony or something like that that you've been putting off. So that is one of the mistakes that we always run into, is not balancing our practice time properly. Let's move on to number three. Number three is trying to play too fast, too soon. This usually comes down to technique. Now, the way to approach this is take things, I say it's better to play the song in slow motion and make it more musical, as opposed to trying to play it faster and having it sound like a broken washing machine. Which would you rather hear? A little bit of a slower version of a song that sounds really nice and musical, or something that's rickety and bumpy and that's faster and something you can't quite follow or tap your foot to? I think it's the first one. Now, when I was practicing, I was guilty of the second one. I would always try to play too fast, too soon, because I was, you know, full of myself at the time. And, thought I was better than I was until I recorded myself and really listened to it. When I started approaching things by thinking about playing in slow motion, it made a lot of sense. So that's one thing I want you to try to pick up from me, is that thought. If you try to play songs in slow motion first, then build them up in tempo, as opposed to just trying to rush right on through them. Let's take a look at number four now. Number four is something we touched on a little bit in the previous podcast, and that's not playing with confidence, energy, and passion. Sometimes students will come into me and they'll play a song that they've been working on, and it's almost as though they're saying, well, I play this note, and then I play that note, and then I go to the other note, and then I play this chord, then the other chord. And it just sounds so mechanical and so boring. Boring to me and boring to them. When I ask them, I say, did that sound good? They're like, I don't know, it sounded kind of boring. That's right, it sounded boring. Put some energy into it. Play with a little more confidence and show your passion for the instrument. That when that comes through, people react to your playing. And you will react to your playing. You'll love it. One of my favorite quotes that basically goes along with this topic is from the movie Immortal Beloved. I hope you saw the movie. It's a great one. If you haven't seen it, go rent it. It's Immortal Beloved. It's the movie that's essentially about Beethoven. And Beethoven gave this great quote when one of his students was making a lot of mistakes. He said, "A mistake is nothing. The fact that you clump out the notes with not the slightest amount of passion is inexcusable." And I thought that was a great quote. A mistake is nothing. Don't worry about it. Chances are, especially if you're performing, no one's going to notice, unless it's a huge train wreck of a mistake. But one small mistake, keep going. A big mistake, well, okay, start over again. But make sure to put some energy into your playing and always play with passion. Let's take a look at number five. Number five is not focusing on building a strong foundation. Too frequently, we forget about the basics. Now, there's been times where I have people going through my series, my instructional DVD series, and all of a sudden come back with something that was in volume one or volume two, and it'll come back and kind of bite them in the butt if they haven't been keeping up on everything. For example, someone will come in to me and say, "Hey, I want to learn this song. It sounds great." And I will always strengthen the foundation because it's so important. So I might come back and listen to the song and say, "Oh, okay, this song is, you know, it goes, it's in the key of this, and it goes 1-4-5, and then 6 for minor, 7 for minor, and then back to the one chord." And I look at them with that sheepish grin saying, "I hope you know what I just said." Now, most of my students know what I'm talking about because they've studied their theory and their harmony. Sometimes, if it's not reinforced on a consistent basis, it's lost. And then we have to backtrack. And we have to go, okay, wait a minute, let's review chord harmony again. Well, we don't want to get stuck on the basics. Now, of course, I'm talking about chord harmony and some things that may sound a little bit advanced. But this also goes for basic scales, basic chords. You don't want to forget all of your basic foundation. All of our playing is going to be built on top of that foundation. Think about it just like a building. The higher you build the building, the stronger the foundation needs to be. So don't forget about number five, building on your strong foundation. It's a mistake that we're all guilty of at some time. But the more that we're aware of it, the more we can keep on top of it and the more we can improve on it and strengthen that foundation. So let's take a basic wrap up here. Let's take a look at what we learned today. The five mistakes that you need to avoid as a progressing musician. Number one is waiting for permission to move forward. Number two is not balancing your practice time. Make sure you get even splits in your practice time. Number three, trying to play too fast, too soon. Make sure you play things at a tempo that works for you. The only one you're, you know, racing against is yourself. You know, think about playing in slow motion. Like I said, it's a really good suggestion. Number four, not playing with confidence, energy, and passion. Always give it your best. Always make it sound musical. Even if you're just saying, "Here, I just learned this song. Here, check it out." Always play it as best as you can every time. Number five, not focusing on building a strong foundation. Make sure you review some of your basics. Some of you know that you have some weak spots in there. And that's it for the five mistakes you need to avoid as a progressing musician. So thanks for listening. Be sure and visit me at greenmonstermusic.com and drop by the website to get your free downloadable guitar lesson. Be sure and check that out. At the website, you can also email me with questions and comments and requests for some specific podcast topics. I'm always here to answer your questions, and you never know. You may get your topics covered in a future podcast. So in those emails, please be sure to include your name, your age, and your city that you're writing me from. That'd be great. It's greatly appreciated. So until the next podcast, practice, practice, practice. Make it fun. Thanks for listening.